What were your thoughts about the safety data and the 68-month follow-up? I guess one of the things that came out that was really striking was the hysterectomy rate being so much higher in the tamoxifen group. Was that something you were going to look at originally?
It was always planned to be looked at. It wasn't identified as a predefined adverse event because it was a little bit nebulous to actually pin some of these things down. In retrospect, I think we might have been wise to define these things as predefined adverse events. But of course, because I've worked on the IBIS trial where we looked very, very carefully at this and found an excess hysterectomy rate with tamoxifen patients, it wasn't surprising. What was surprising was the actual magnitude. It's about four times as high, actually, whereas we've seen roughly a doubling in the prevention trials. So these patients are very carefully monitored. We're looking to see to what extent the hysterectomy rates are different in different countries. One might suspect it's going to be particularly high in the United States, where more endometrial monitoring would take place and hysterectomies would be done for a range of reasons.
Another related point that Mike Baum made was the issue of the workup for vaginal bleeding and the cost associated with that. Do you have any data on that?
We have data. It's not really in a presentable form now, but we will have all the workup data, all of the hospitalizations, all of the procedures. That is something we want to go back and get at. The ATTACC database is the richest database I've ever worked on. It's a huge number of patients that have all been really very, very carefully documented. So there's several years' work actually to really dig out all of the information that's in that database, particularly in terms of the side effects.